Hello.
Hello.
I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak with Gary? We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and your nation. So, am I speaking with Gary?
This is Gary.
All right, perfect. Hi, Gary. I'm Percy. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right, perfect. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still, like, a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I doubt it will do any good, but I will do anything to get that piece of crap, Biden or Inslee, both out of the frickin' office as fast as I can.
All right. So would that be that you will definitely vote, then?
Yes, I will definitely vote.
All right. So since we want to have a big demographic of all kinds of ages, what is your age?
Adult.
All right. You don't have to kind of answer that one if you don't want to. But would you mind me telling me what range you fall under? I will give you the ranges shortly. I'm just going to see if it appears there. Well, all right. It doesn't appear. Well, it's totally fine. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right, perfect. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or somewhere else?
After the last few years, definitely Republican.
All right, would that be a not strong Republican or a strong Republican?
We'll go with strong.
All right. So now thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, like satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Are you talking about over the last couple of years?
It could be,
or
if you would like
overall?
That. Or it, I mean, it can be overall speaking, but totally to the way you want to interpret it.
Over the last couple of years? I don't think we can go down the toilet much faster.
All right. So would you say you're dissatisfied with the direction it's going in, or very dissatisfied?
Very. Very. Extremely dissatisfied. Let's put it that way.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very dissatisfied.
All right, so I'd be strongly disapproved then.
Yeah, he's a freaking idiot.
All right, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, all right, no worries. So, thinking about the issues that the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two choices. So, it's improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or combating threats to our democracy?
Well, you hit about three or four of them there that are all pretty good. Definitely the infrastructure and getting the jobs.
All right, so growing the economy, creating jobs, and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
You know, I'm kind of leaning toward another one, but you left that one pretty open, and I'm not sure I'd have to know more about what the plan is there, but the gun violence and crime. I'm 100% against the crime, but it'll be a cold day in hell before I give up my guns.
All right. Well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel kind of like very warm and favorable feelings towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, meaning neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Donald Trump.
Let's very I'm I can't remember your number scale there, but I was very impressed with him.
All right. I can totally read them again. So 100 means that it's like very favorable, very warm feeling. So
okay.
It's like good.
I will go with a 95 on that then.
95. All right. What about Joe Kent?
I haven't followed anything he's done.
All right. What about Maria?
We'll go neutral.
All right. So 50. Okay. Perfect. What about Maria Cantwell?
Oh, God. I haven't really heard much about her either, so we'll go 50 on that one also.
All right. So that would be 50. What about Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Isn't that the one that you just mentioned a few minutes ago that I had no idea, never even heard of?
Yes, that is right. So I will put never heard of. Thank you. What about Raul Garcia?
That's another one I never heard of.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Is there anything lower than zero?
No, unfortunately, but I can totally put a zero if you would like.
Yes. Definitely zero.
All right. What about woke liberals in Congress?
About what?
Woke liberals in Congress.
Don't know who that is either.
All right. And what about MAGA Republicans?
About what?
MAGA Republicans.
We'll go with a 90 on that.
90, all right. So if the elections for president were held today, and like, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, it'd be Trump all the way.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for a Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Joe Kent, all right.
Need to get those Democrats out of there as fast as we can.
All right. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's like a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all you might support her?
You said she's Democrat, right?
Yes.
I will not support her.
All right, so that'd be no chance at all. All right, so next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important it is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10, and I can totally repeat that scale if you would like. So the first one is someone who shares your values.
That's I'm going to go with a 7.
A 7, all right. A fighter for the middle class.
We'll go another 7.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Will oppose what?
Will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, no worries. What about a small business owner?
I'm going to go with a 5.
A 5, all right. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
I'll go with a 6.
A 6, all right. And a working mom who understands the needs of families.
Well, I'm going to go with a 5 on that.
A 5, all right. So then
I'm not sexist. I don't care as far as our, you know, the politicians go. I don't care if they're male or female. I care if they care about the country or if they want to just tax the living crap out of everybody that's working to give it away to everybody that's not. So, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, I think a woman can do the job as good as a man. but I want to know more about them before I make any commitment to them.
All right. Yeah. So now I'm going to read you a few very short, brief statements about some people that have made one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, okay, it loaded. I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. So could you please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
She's going to cap what at $35 a month?
Insulin. Families' insulin costs.
Insulin. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea,
mm-hmm.
but she's a Democrat. What's the catch? But no, I'll go better than that. I'll go better than that. Instead of a Democrat, she's a politician. So what are we not seeing there? What are we giving up to get that? I'm sorry. The one thing I have that really won me over on Donald Trump over anybody else that I've seen that I've seen run for president in the last many, many years, he is not a career politician. He is a businessman. And as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's been in any type of office for more than 10 years, they need to get the hell out. I am totally against any career politician, because whatever they offer you, there's a catch. They are going to, they're out for themselves, period. Whether it's make a name for themselves or line their pocket, they're a bunch of lying thieves.
All right. Well, from the statement I read you, you can totally put any number from 0 to 10. Like, it doesn't really, like, truly.
I'm going to go with a 4, but only because I don't know the whole story.
All right. The next one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We might need leaders like Marie in Congress. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. And as a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
I'll go 5 on that. I like that idea, but it's coming from a politician, so I don't trust it.
All right. And the last one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training in high schools, community colleges, and vocational colleges. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
I'm going to go with 5 on that one, too.
All right. No worries.
To give you an idea, about 6-7 years ago, 8 years ago, losing track of time. Anyway, I was in my 50s, and I went to school, and I got my associate's in office management.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my degree, I sat down and looked at what kind of money I could make. And I went back to driving a truck. And back when I started driving truck, I've been a mechanic, I've been a tow truck driver, and I've been a truck driver. And the only formal education I got was right there a few years ago, which when I get too senile or unhealthy to be able to drive a truck, then I've got something to fall back onto. And if I can go to an office in a trucking company, then the way things have changed over the last few years since I got my degree, I'll make about half what I do right now, but hopefully I'll be old enough to draw Social Security at the same time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But I think I'd just like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent,
all right. So, and I'm going to read you some kind of doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see where it loads. Oh, Joe Kent, all right. So others will hear statements about the other candidate. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, and 5 means it gives you some doubts, like neutrally, it just gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I don't believe that. Okay. I'll go with 0 on that.
0? All right, no worries. And the next one is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women to give, and girls, to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
I agree with that. That it should be up to the individual. I'm not a firm believer in abortion, but I do believe there are times, rape, incest, something like that. I believe that should be a viable option. But I've also known of women that use abortion as birth control. And I think that is bullshit. If that's what they're going to do, then they just need to have themselves stitched together.
All right. Well, Emma, would you say to me then on a scale of 0 to 10, how serious would you say it gives you doubts of?
I'm going to go with 5.
5? All right.
Yeah.
So, after hearing much more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him from Congress? Would you say, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or more likely?
My opinion still hasn't changed.
Not until I
see facts.
All right, no worries. So given everything you've just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
I don't have one.
All right. So I don't have...
Like I say, I don't know all the ins and outs, and don't take this the wrong way, but you are obviously working with the opponent's team, and... I need to hear from both sides. I need to see it for myself. And that's the main reason I don't want to, that I want to at least limit the Democrats is because when Donald Trump was in office, he did some amazing things, but I don't see how he could when he had to spend all his time defending himself from all these allegations from the Democratic Party. That's not, that wasn't fair at all. That was just total crap, you know? You know, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, or, you know, if the opponent gets in office, let them do their job. And, from what I hear, it looks like the Republicans have retaliated a little bit with Joe Biden, but from what I've seen, Joe Biden's a blooming idiot. He doesn't need the Republicans to point out all his, you know, problems, because he's doing it himself. And also, Donald Trump is the first president in many, many years to not take a salary. He didn't get paid while he was in there. He got paid, but he donated his paycheck back to different organizations. So, you know, he wasn't there to get rich. He was there to try to do some good. And that's what really irritated the Democrats more than anything else. I got another call coming in. Thank you for your time.
We're about one question done. Just one question. That's the last one. I just have the last few questions for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Like I said, I got my associate's degree.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
All right. Separated, divorced. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate. And I got to take this call. I got to go.
Oh, are you sure? We have one more to go. It's how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never? Hello? Hello, you still there? All right, well, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day then.